Sorry, how weird is that? That Apex your phone predator was listening to you.
It's so weird.
So we literally just spoke there about Amber Riley and Glee, and then Mark flicks on to Instagram and a reel comes up about Amber Riley talking about Glee.
Yeah. But also, she wasn't in Glee, so it's weird that she mentioned Glee in that interview.
Our phones are listening to us, people.
Our phones are listening. Oh my God, when is this cough going to go? When is it going to go? I don't need
a new body.
I need a new body. I need a reset.
Needs a new body.
Someone needs to like take me to the recycling center and just recycle me.
I'd love to say.
When's the recycling going out?
You're 50% plastic. Yeah. Sorry, we didn't even discuss how beautiful the garden is on that pod.
It's beautiful.
That's the only reason I'm thinking about that, because again, Paul's brain, is because their recycling bin is full. Because
this is the excitement of our life. Our green bin is full.
Our green bin is full because I had cardboard from two things. I haven't talked about that second thing. That's another reveal.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Of course. You're edging people.
I'm an edger.
You're not giving people the full ooh-ah-ah sensation.
No, not the full ooh-ah-ah sensation.
Basically, I'm going to ruin it. There's an egg chair right there.
Yeah, I got an egg chair. Guys.
There you go. There's the reveal.
Yeah.
There's the reveal.
There is the reveal.
Yeah, there you are. Right. Are we getting into this?
Let's get into our hot take.
Hot take, kids.
Welcome back. It's Friday and it is time for our little hot take. And I thought, because the weather is heating up, we should talk about Ireland in the summer.
I wish it was Friday. I know. Recording this on a Monday.
Oh my God, we'd be Friday. In Le Airport.
We'll be in Le Airport.
Not when this comes out, but...
Yeah, in the evening we'll be in Le Airport.
In the evening
we'll be. We're going on a adventure room.
And a secret adventure that you will not hear about. We're keeping this moment for us.
Yeah. we're going away as part of my friend Rebecca's 40th birthday present.
Really looking forward to
it. And we're so excited.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited. So yeah, we're talking about summer.
Summer in Ireland.
Weekends in the summer. It's like divine.
Summer in Dublin.
And the Liffey, as it stank like hell.
Da-da-na-na.
The Liffey does stink in the summer.
It does really smell.
Okay. So...
Now, these are just bullet points I put down.
Yeah. What is your favorite part about summer in Dublin?
My favorite part about summer in Ireland is sometimes your boss will say to you, you've done a great week's work. Clock off there early. Go enjoy the sun.
Now, see, do you not have summer working hours?
No.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. I'd love July, summer. August. Working hours. Yeah. Do you know what?
I think it's hilarious. I'm like, summer working hours, I don't think I've ever managed to take
them.
It's
not even about summer working hours. I think there should be a flexibility in that. Now, it's hard because some people will absolutely take the piss, but I think there should be like a kind of flexible flexi rule in that there'll be times where you will work. I'm very fortunate. Like, there'll be times where you'll work, you know, a longer day, and then you'll be able to take an hour or two back, depending on the situation. Not all the time, but like, you know, if a project is coming around or lots of things are happening, you just go in. Like, sometimes I'll get to work at 8 o'clock and I'll just start working.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I'm not sure what your point is.
My point is, I feel we should have a little bit more flexibility.
In the summer always?
Always, always. I'll take it.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for that, Paul.
Sorry, I went on a rant there for a minute.
Standing rant again. Yeah. Stunning synopsis of your point.
Yeah.
Like, wow. My favorite part of the summer, so that's your favorite part, is that you don't have flexibility.
No, my favorite part is like when the sun is there, you open a fresh glass of rosé and you just have...
Open a fresh glass of rosé. It's like the glass is a can.
Yeah. Yeah, fresh bottle of rosé and hear glug, 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 glug. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's a good moment.
That's a good moment.
It's a good moment. So I love when the Garden of the Rogers opens.
Oh, I love the Garden of the Rogers.
Yeah.
This is the first time in,
it'll be in the,
new house.
New gaff. So I don't know how it's going to roll.
And the sun doesn't, it's not a sun orientated garden.
Well, apparently they've done the research.
Okay.
Apparently it's all fine. Okay. But basically my mom will always like just have a random Saturday that we all end up like it's never really planned.
Yeah, no, it's never planned.
End up in my mom's back garden having a few drinks. Yeah. And then we end up like, sometimes leaving the car there.
Oh, I love it.
A taxi home or
a little barbecue.
And it's just
she doesn't do barbecue, does she?
No.
No, Brian I don't like does barbecue. Barbecue. Food.
I mean, they sometimes try to barbecue, but.
Love barbecue food. Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah, it's not for me. But that's my favorite part of the summer. It's like the little, like, random, like, moments in the sun enjoying, like, that glass of rosé or something.
And your mom's furniture, my God, do you sweat in it?
You do. Like, you stick to it.
It's like that sticky.
You stick to it.
Sticky. And when it's warm, her
it's the very
last
comfy
house.
Now, to be
oh
fair.
No, it's very. That's the problem because you're so comfortable. You're stuck to it, and then you stand up and you're like, "Oh my God, my whole back is wet because I've sweated the way through it." But that garden before was a sun trap.
It was
you'd
so gorgeous.
You'd get caught there now in a little snoozy in the sun.
Oh, loving else snooze in the garden.
And but the kids were playing with the, were playing hurling or whatever that thing is.
Like I love a little, like I don't like barbecue because I just think barbecue is like burnt food. It's
I
not for
love
me.
Barbecue.
But I do love when like mom does like picky bits and burgers and cocktail sausages.
She's great for an El cheese board in the sun. Oh my God.
Cheese board in the sun with a glass of rosé. Yeah. Bring it
hit
on.
Me up. Yeah. I do feel that summer also, just like even now I can see neighbors and stuff doing their garden, as we're talking about gardens, like they're starting to paint and plant and do all the bits. Mm. Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. Sorry, I see you have here like going out to Howth Bray Greystones in the summer, but can I just say something that I think is so funny? Do you see everyone's talking about the seagulls in Howth?
Oh no.
Apparently they're positioning themselves outside chip shops. And all tourists are actually being physically attacked for their chipper.
I don't know about these seagulls, but they're
were
like
they always
they're
this
like,
big.
No, they're like mutants. We've they're done great. That. They were never that big.
Have they? Can someone tell us? Have they grown in size?
I think they have.
Have they evolved?
I think they have.
I think they're going to become like dinosaurs.
Sorry, remember in our garden? Now she hasn't come back in a while. Remember the crane? Remember I sent you a picture of the crane?
I like the crane.
A full-on crane came back. I think it's because we're near East Wall and the crane was near there. That's what somebody said anyway.
What's the difference between a crane and a stork?
I don't know.
Is a crane a stork?
I don't know. We'll ask
ChatGPT. My dad is going to be so embarrassed when we ask this. Fred was like, when we were on holidays, Fred was like, practically bird watching. He's like,
I know.
That's
apparently where we were was really good. No, a crane and a stork are different birds. They're both long-legged wadding birds. Stork is heavier bodied.
Oh.
Crane is slimmer.
She's a fuller bodied
more
queen.
Elegant. Yeah. Hmm.
Now, another thing that happens, obviously
Howth and Greystones going for the day. Not really into that now.
I'm not into it at all.
No.
It's not
I'm
for
not
me.
Doing that now. I'm going to Ange's back garden. Do you know what I do love? I love our little canal walk.
We do a canal.
Sometimes, I love a canal. Yeah. That's our version.
It's a good 10K walk, but it's worth it.
That's our version.
And there is a stopping point in the middle at Douglas and Caldy, which is gone now. What was it?
Oh, it's the lock keeper.
Yeah.
Is it the lock keeper?
Sorry, guys.
And that was COVID days, but you had to be careful. You couldn't have too many drinks because you'd have to piss halfway through it.
What does that mean?
It was like you couldn't have too many drinks at it.
Oh, on the way. Oh, yeah. If you were on the way to Angie's, I mean, yeah.
And when we were going to Angie's.
About 5K in and we have another 4 or 5K to do.
Yeah.
But
that's our version of a cliff walk.
Yeah, we would walk the canal, which I think is beautiful. Yeah. I think actually the canal is underrated. I don't think people like give it its due. But we walk from Drumcondra to Blanche on the canal.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And it's a lovely walk. And then we'll go to my mum's and have drinks. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is
we
gorgeous.
Should do that. I love that. Looking forward to that.
Something else that I think is interesting is during the summer season, a lot of people will go down to like their mobile homes and caravans.
I'd love a mobile home. I know you're allergic to
it. I will never have a mobile home.
I have had some of the best memories in mobile homes growing up. We created our own radio station where me and Lynn and Karen back in the day would go and we'd play tapes and then record ourselves on the radio station thinking we were deadly and play it back. Like we have so, I have some of core memories in Parklands in Wexford. That was the, and then a child got robbed and then Parklands wasn't really a good
place. A child got robbed, kidnapped?
Yeah, like back in the day, yeah.
And did they find the child?
I don't know. Don't know. That's my terrible. Mom used to send me to Bible camp. We used to sing all these songs. Yeah. There used to be a little Bible camp and you just sing songs and do it's pictures.
Was it a kids camp, Paul?
Yeah.
Kids club like?
No, it was full on Bible. Someone else must have done this. They used to come on certain days. You get little tickets that on a Friday, if you got a certain amount of tickets, you used to get like a ruler or a pencil case or a bookmarker or something. They were like your little Jesus tickets. In Parklands, they used to come down.
What was Susan doing? Drinking rosé while you were doing with
Susan's
the Bible?
Having a great time with her pals. Yeah.
Well done, Susan.
And then
good
the orphan
shout.
Girl. Did to be honest, ever go
I
to
don't believe in
girl?
God, but it gave me an hour off. I'd be like, off you go to Bible camp there.
Oh, you know what Susan's like with God.
She loves a bit of God.
Do you ever go to the orphan girl in Wexford?
You're saying words. I don't know what they are.
You were robbed as a childhood. Angela Rogers, you robbed him as a childhood. So the Orphan Girl was a pub in Wexford that used to do discos out the back. And on a Friday or a Saturday, we'd all get dressed up on the Friday or Saturday. Your parents would go into the pub and you'd go into the disco.
That sounds glam.
Yeah, it was glam. I think I had a first kiss in there with a girl.
Well, I was going to say, Ange and Fred, I think one of their first proper dates was in a caravan.
Oh.
In the sense that my mom and her friends all bought a caravan together. I don't know where it was, but the caravan lived somewhere and they used to go down every weekend to do this.
I think they told us Lusk.
No, I think it was further afield.
Or Balbriggan. No, I think I remember a story about this.
Anyway, all I know is
I would love a mobile home.
Okay, well, we're not getting one. So
That was how my little claim to fame on social media came. Mobile makeover during lockdown.
Yes. That did very well. For Louise, is it still that set up?
No. She upgraded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ask me where that caravan is now. Who knows?
Someone else owns it now. Maybe they can, you know, tune in, let us know how it's getting on.
Yeah.
Let us know how it's getting on.
I have another thing though.
Okay.
Summertime for me
screams
of a little outdoor festival.
Like where taste good, although it rained and poured last time. Yeah, Taste. Was that a winter
shout
taste?
No. Shout out to Taste. They changed location and it was set up much better than what it has been before. They moved from Ivy Gardens Marion Square.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had the proper walkways and everything down. Now, yes, it did rain, but they did a good job to combat the rain. But even the walkways and stuff, I thought I really, really enjoyed Taste last year. Compared to previous years.
So I don't really remember Taste because I got really drunk.
We were doing a stuff with Jisk. We got very drunk.
So drunk. Because I was so nervous that no one would come to our podcast.
Yeah.
But they did. So I had about six drinks before we did it.
It's very hard to do something like that and it not be ticketed. Do you know? Because at least with tickets, you know, even if the tickets are free.
Yeah.
Like, or you get a drink when you're there or whatever. At least you know how many people are there. But actually, we had a full tent.
Now question,
it was
when you
very convenient that it rained as well.
Yeah. Now, were you a kid that at some stage in the summer your parents would buy a paddling pool?
No.
We were a paddling pool family.
Of course, you were a paddling pool family.
Yeah. And sometimes they were put out in the front garden so all the kids from the street could come and be in your paddling pool.
Of course. Angela Rogers, martyr for Kirkpatrick Avenue.
Yeah. So yeah, we loved a paddling pool.
Yeah.
And it was, they were you wouldn't keep them.
Your sister has kept that tradition up because of the,
She
has a water bouncy castle.
Yeah. The kids, that is like,
love it.
That is like drugs to a child.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah. I think Luke was a bit afraid of the slide on us, was he?
Luke didn't really like water up to, I think this year is really good with water, but up to that. And you know what that was as well? Water babies with Lily made her so good with water.
And then my sister neglected her second child and didn't put him in water babies.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but you have. So well. It's okay. But it's really interesting to see. So like if you're there with your kids and one has done
water babies.
If one has done water babies and the other one hasn't, or if you're considering it, and even if you can't afford it, I get into your local pool even just to get them
it's
used
not the
to
same,
it.
Though.
Isn't it?
No, the water babies thing is a very specific thing.
Very aggressive.
Although, like, they get very aware of the water. I don't know how they are with their actual swimming, though.
Yeah.
Now, Lily's a little fish now. But yeah, that's because she also went to the one and only
Caroline Duffy.
Caroline Duffy, who
friend
is
of the pod.
Friend of the pod, who also is the, like, number one. Like, I think she has taught everyone in the Dublin 15 and greater area how to swim.
Yeah, if you're in Dublin 15, you probably know Caroline Duffy.
If you are in that area and have been taught by Caroline Duffy, then at some point in your life, you were absolutely shit scared and she took off your armbands and threw you in the deep end.
And fucked
and
you.
And that is how you learned to swim. She literally would just fuck you in.
So, like,
I was like, I don't think you can do that anymore. And I was like, because she's still teaching. My mom was like, I was like, oh yeah, remember Caroline used to do that? I was like, oh, she obviously can't do that anymore. She's like, No, she still does that.
And just back to the festivals.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Sorry. I also love, I think I spoke it before, like the at the manors or at the picnics.
Wait, we went to some summer one before.
We did one at the castle. No, not at the castle.
In Palmerston
Estate. In Palmerston Estate, at the estate.
That was so good. It was an 80s themed one.
It was an 80s themed one. And that's where they asked you to join the stage.
That is where, what is the?
Spring Break.
Spring Break.
Yeah.
Yeah. My claim to fame. Spring Break DM'd me after it asking, I haven't finished my sentence.
Sorry.
Would I be the lead singer in the band? Now, just so everyone knows, I can't sing.
Yeah.
I can hold a tune.
Part like, of it I'm not a lead singer.
But basically he said, listen, your charisma will get you all the way.
Yeah.
And I said, well, thank you.
And I love those, though. I have to say, I love the setup, picnic benches, around the place.
And we were able to order bottles of champagne.
And then you can order, it wasn't going to go there, but yes, we were ordering bottles of champagne. And then there's loads of food kiosks and everything, stage, good
vibes.
We got
really drunk.
We got very drunk.
Did you have a little?
No, I don't think I did.
Little bomb.
No.
I think you did the next day.
Maybe the next day, but.
Yeah.
No, I think Linda did.
No, I don't think Linda did.
Yeah, because she can't drink champagne. She does every time. Allergic to it.
Yeah, she wasn't well, but I don't think she vomited.
So we had that. And now I'm very, as I said, we're going to see the Venga Boys in July, which I'm very
excited
about.
Which is in Malahide, isn't it?
Which is in Malahide. So it's at the castle. And the night before, they're doing Peter Andre. And I think there's still tickets. So if you're looking out, go check out.
I'd have no grow to go see Peter Andre.
Yeah, Peter
now,
Andre wasn't.
Boys.
The Venga Boys. Whoa,
like,
whoa.
Peter Andre should just.
Everybody good or
if
no.
Peter Andre just like, he only has one song really that we care about.
Yeah. And A Whole New World.
He's gonna do a whole new world.
I wonder who's going to do Kate Price.
Oh my God. Is he going to do A Whole New World?
I don't know. Well, he has Mysterious Girl. What else does he have?
That's what I'm saying. What else is there? He'll probably do a lot of covers.
I thought Venga Boys was a good shout for your sisters.
Right. To finish up this episode, what are you most looking forward to this summer?
Really enjoying our garden. I'm looking forward to hosting some sort of soiree.
A garden soiree?
A garden soiree.
Who's being invited?
I don't know. Guest list TBC. We have loads of stuff happening this summer.
We do?
Yeah.
Do I know about them?
Yeah, we're going foreign. In July. We've got a wedding.
Oh, we're going to Ibiza.
Yeah. We've got a wedding.
We're going to a wedding in Portugal in June.
And we have a wedding in July. Rachel.
Which is
Raj.
In the UK.
Yeah. August, we've nothing, so we need something for August. Venga Boys is July. Yeah, we've got a really good summer.
We've got a great schedule.
I want a beer garden drink somewhere.
Great, let's do it.
Yeah, that's what
I want. Let's do it. When do you think it's going to be warm enough for us to have our dinner out in the new garden setup?
I don't know. See, there's still a bit of breeze out there. Still a bit of breeze, and I want to just get you a heater because if I don't get you a heater,
there's
going to be warm.
I do want us to have a little bougie because like we've had lovely little breaks and little holidays, but like we literally, I know it actually probably looks to everyone that we've been away 400 times this year. We've just done like weekend breaks, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we had 1 week long break. So I want another week long break at the end of the year.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's like bougie.
Yeah.
Us. Like
bougie and beautiful.
Having a lovely time.
Like Sitges.
Doing what we want.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just
if you have anywhere that sounds good that we know. See, you wouldn't really want to go to Turkey. There's some great hotels in Turkey.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I have to relook at that.
Absolutely
not. What about Mexico?
Oh my God, if you don't
show up. No, we need to do Mexico for 10 days. I'm not doing that flight for 7. Absolutely not.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
That's us. It.
We'll see you next week for our next episode of The Glow Home. Hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure that you hit the bell so you get a notification every time we upload. Subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review. Tell us we're deadly. Thanks so much.
Bye. We love you. Bye.